I know it's here somewhere. Finally. Oh, it's time for the doc. You're listening to Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. Take it away, doctor.
Well, it's that time again, and the doctor is in. It's time for Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. You thought we weren't coming back, but we did. We only missed 1 week. Oh, well. I had all kinds of problems last weekend. It was sad. My hat is a little crooked. Anyway. My router died. It's a sad thing when you lose your interwebs. You can't get to anything. So I worked on that for a long time over the weekend. And after I got through, I was kind of, I just didn't feel it. I didn't feel it, so I didn't do a show. Sorry. Anyway, we are proud members of the Tech Podcast Network, techpodcast.com. If it's tech, it's right here on Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. We are also proud members of the International Association of Internet Broadcasters. Yes. And some of us will learn to talk eventually. I said we were broadcasting, not that I was getting the words right. Anyway, so we missed a show last week, like I said, and I know there are many disappointed people out there. I got a few emails from people that went, "What? What? No show? You try doing a new show every week. It's hard." Anyway, let's get into the blog. The blog, of course, is drbill.tv, drbill.tv, as it says there on the screen. You too can go read the blog. I encourage you to do so. By the way, if you look on the blog, over on the right-hand column, I believe it's right, yes, the very top of the right-hand column, as a matter of, well, the top after you get through with the other stuff. Let me just talk about some of these things. First of all, at the top of the right-hand of the column, you have our HTML5 WebM version video of the last netcast that aired. Then we also have Send Dr. Bill a Voicemail. Did you know you can click on the little logo thingy there of the phone and actually send me a voicemail, and it might actually get incorporated on the show if anyone ever uses it? It's through a service called SpeakPipe. So I encourage you to check that out. Also, subscribe to our weekly newsletter. You really should if you haven't already. Subscribe, that way you know what's happening week to week. But what I was going to point out is the very first item on the rightmost column below all those other things is National Podcast Day, which is September the 30th. National Podcast Day. And if you click on that link, it will take you to the National Podcast Day website, where you will find out the history and information of podcasting. You get information and communities for podcasters. You have information for podcast listeners. Many good things. So check it out. Also, we have, let me get back to the, I'm using a Chromebook here, so I'm scrolling with my finger. It's one of those touch screen Chromebooks. Anyway, first item from the blog, Krispy Kreme, my very favorite donut. Krispy Kreme celebrates Talk Like a Pirate Day. Arr! Talk Like a Pirate Day. Yes, me mateys. You can talk like a parrot and get a donut. So, what you do, you go to your Krispy Kreme. You talk like a pirate, or you wear an eye patch. And if you do, you will get a free Krispy Kreme original type donut. Now the Game Master, my son the Game Master, said, "What? An original type? I want a chocolate coated one." Well, sorry, you have to buy one of those. But they get one, you get one free if you will just talk like a pirate on Talk Like a Pirate Day, which is September the 19th. We talked about Podcast Day being the 30th, and here it is on September 19th, there's yet another holiday, which is Talk Like a Pirate Day. It's an internet holiday, as you may well know. Anyway, but Krispy Kreme doesn't stop there. They also have an amazing one. You can get a whole dozen original Krispy Kreme donuts if you dress like a pirate and come into a Krispy Kreme store. You still have to talk like a pirate, but at least you'll be dressed for it. And you can possibly get a full dozen Krispy Kreme donuts. I would advise you not to eat them all at the same time. That would be bad. Okay. Next item. Western Digital announces a 10 terabyte hard drive. One hard drive that's 10 terabytes. And part of the way they accomplish this is to fill it with helium. Now, somehow this gives me pictures in my mind of people using their PC, minding their own business, and all of a sudden they start talking really high. It's because their hard drive has sprung a leak and leaked helium into the room. I'm kidding. But you knew that was a possible way to go, right? Okay. Anyway, they filled it with helium because apparently if you fill it with helium, you can increase the platters in the drive. Okay. I think somebody was just playing around and thought it would be fun to fill it with helium. Okay. Windows 9 is Microsoft's last chance at getting Windows right. They've blown it so many times. First with 8, then with 8.1, and now Windows 9 is their last shot. If they don't make it this time, we'll all just go to Linux. You know what I'm saying? Which we should do anyway. By the way, hold on, just hold that thought. The old red hat back here, you may have noticed, now has an official black hat band. I did that myself. Now, you know, the red hat fedora that the red hat shadow band wears, my wife got me that hat, but it had a red hat band. What? So I had to modify it so it would be correct. So there you go. What got me off? Oh, yes, Linux. I was wondering, why did I go to the hat? Oh, yeah, Linux. We should all be running Linux anyway. It's free, it's open source, and beyond that, it's not Microsoft. Just saying. Anyway, this article is from Mike Elgin, who, if memory serves, is the host and or anchorman for Twit News. He says, the foundation of Microsoft's success as a company is Windows. When PCs went mainstream in the 1990s, Windows was top dog. Microsoft grabbed the lead way back then and hung on to it ever since. He goes on to say, though, that they have surely blown it with all the other versions of Windows that didn't have start menus. And so Windows 9 is their last shot, is his point. And I think he's got a point there. Now, whoa! Way to go, Fred! Fred's reminding me. Fred, of course, is my imaginary friend, Fred, P-H-R-E-D, Fred. Which he's reminding me with the drum roll that it's time for the Geek Software of the Week. Geek Software of the Week this week is actually pretty doggone cool. I know some of my Geek Software of the Weeks are a little lame. But this one's actually pretty good. I downloaded it. I tried it. I used it. And it's really cool. I'll tell you how cool it is. I'm leaving it on my PC. Big recommendation there. The idea is to clean and optimize your PC with crowdsourced type approach. That's where you get all the people who have been stung by malware and evil things on the internet to come together and say, this messed my PC up. And they tell this company about it, and the company puts all of that information, crowdsourced information, into their cleaner called Slim Cleaner. Yes. And it cleans and optimizes your PC, and it actually has a very nice GUI. I like the GUI. It looks very clean and cool. So good. It is a cleaner. It is an optimizer. It has granular controls. It has an uninstaller. It has an updater. It has disk defragmentation. It has disk tools. It has solid state drive optimization. Not too many things have that. It has a slim cleaner hijack log. It has tools of all kinds. It's really kind of a Swiss Army knife of cleaning and optimizing your PC, which is pretty cool. So you should check it out, okay? I'll put the URL up here on the screen, and you can check it out for yourself. It's free. Free is good. All right, speaking of Windows 9 being the last chance for Windows, if you would like to see the new Windows 9 interface and see Windows 9 in action, there's a video from a German dude. I can tell because the title of the video is Das Neue Startmenu in Action. That's really bad. I really butchered that. But it's German for the new Start Menu in Action. Yes. And so you can watch the video and see it. What the new Windows 9 is going to look like. I was slightly underwhelmed by it, but that's okay. That's probably because Microsoft is not my favorite type of thing. But check it out. You'll like it. Go to the blog, drbill.tv, click on the video, and you shall see what you shall see. And you don't have to know German. It's mostly just him doing the menu and music in the background, so it's good. Okay, if you know German, fine, but, you know, I'm just saying. Google is selling schools' Chromebooks. What? Google is selling schools' Chromebook usage via a traveling display. Boy, I was a little off when I wrote that headline, but I know what I mean. Hopefully you do, too. It means that Google is going around with a display setup, which I will put over here. Show you. And it is coming potentially to a school near you. Now, the schools that are actually lining up to take it to are Auburn University, ASU, Central Florida, GW, Pennsylvania State University, Syracuse at Walnut Park, Texas A&M University, Texas State University, UCLA, and the University of Colorado, Boulder. Not Balder as in Balderdash. No, Boulder as in a big rock. Okay, anyway, so they're going to show you the Chromebook in a little display. Get your attention. Now, the big news this week was Apple. I really didn't care so much because they were just talking iPhone, and I don't really use an iPhone. I don't care about iPhones. But they did introduce the iPhone 6. And the iPhone 6 Plus, which, as you might guess, is a plus-sized iPhone. Yes, it has a 5.5-inch screen. It's a phablet. I like phablets because I have an Optimus Pro G. Optimus Pro G, yes. And it's a phablet. I like it. So phablets are good. Mainly because they're easier to see. Okay, see the screen. So, the thing about the iPhone Plus is that once they announced it, it sold out. Pre-order, pre-sales. They sold out. Which is good. That means phablets have taken over the world. Which is a good thing. So, there you go. Hope you enjoyed the netcast as much as I did. I'm a little out of practice since I missed last week, so bear with me. Remember until next time that the doctor is out of here.
Dr. Bill the Computer Curmudgeon is a production of DrBillBailey.net with all the honors, rights, and privileges thereunto appertaining.